It's now time for today's post-game coaches interview brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just contact Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop is now joining us courtside. And, Coach, the beginning of this game, there was a different aggressive nature to the defensive approach that led to a lot of Billiken's turnovers and a lot of points for the Wildcats.
We really touched a lot of the balls, and that's the verbal that we use, touch the ball, and I thought we did a great job. Five guys. Wasn't four, wasn't three. It was five, and I thought that Will and Peyton protected the rim pretty well. And I really believe the contribution that we got off the bench was very efficient in that first half. So those first five four-minute periods, the first 20 minutes, I thought we were disciplined. I thought we made great decisions. And I thought the attention to detail was pretty darn effective both ends of the court.
Now, John Axel today did a lot more from the point position, which was planned. His numbers, 9 points, eight assists. How did you feel that was working out?
We made the decision to move Jack off the ball, and we're going to start games like that. And it'll all depend upon how the game flows as to when Jack comes on the ball. But what it does, with the way people are playing Jack, it gives him more freedom to get screens. Since we're not a consistent ball screen offense, having Jack off the ball, somebody chasing him, it's going to give him an opportunity to get targeted by screeners. Plus, it's also going to give Jack an opportunity with the ball out of his hands to do something he does very well, screen himself. You know, he screens himself very well. And then he's going to get shots off the catch from other people delivering it. Then, he's, again, efficient at that. So we're hoping that this gives him some efficiency. And we made a similar adjustment to Will McGarity in terms of him coming out to the perimeter, and he's now getting a little bit more comfortable with it. And I think it showed its head tonight that we had three guys that scored very efficiently, and that was Peyton, Jack, and Will.
Now, early in that second half, St. Louis came out. They hit their first four from long range. This game tightened up a little bit. You guys were able to match that surge and push back and make sure things were kept in order.
Jared, last year when we came here, we started out on a roll. We were up 23-14, 20, very much like today. And we kept it on for the rest of the first half today, which we didn't there. So we went into the locker room last year with a deficit, I think, of 1 point. In the first 4 minutes of the second half, same thing happened. They outscored us by nine, so all of a sudden it was a 10-point lead entering the 16-minute time frame. And today, you saw what happened when we came out. We took a three. We took another three. We took another three. We took another three. We took four threes that were very early in the shot clock, no chance for an offensive rebound, no chance for a foul, no chance for a paint touch. And as a result of that, they got run-out baskets. Not necessarily layups to the rim, but they got open men in transition, and they made those threes.
If you take that little lapse out, were you happy overall with the flow or the rhythm of the offense?
I think there's an understanding now of what discipline is and what decisions we have to make and the attention to details. It's one outing, and it's on the road, and our backs were against the wall. And it's not easy for these guys to be 0-2 in a conference, to hear that this is the first time Davidson's been 0-2 in a conference since 1992. That hit our guys pretty hard. And they were feeling some pressure, quite a bit of pressure today. And nice to see them come out and respond in this way.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks, as always, for stopping by.
Okay, thanks, Jared.